Poor Jod is dead. Poor Jod Fry is dead. All gather round his coffin now and cry. He had a heart of gold, and he wasn't very old. Why did such a fella have to die? Poor Jod is dead. Poor Jod Fry is dead. He's looking oh so peaceful and serene.
And serene.
He's all laid out to rest with his hands across his chest. His fingernails have never been so clean.
And then the preacher'd get up and he'd say, "Folks, we are gathered here to moan and groan over our brother Jed Fry, who hung himself up by a rope in a smokehouse." And then there'd be weeping and wailing from some of those women. And then he'd say, "Jud was the most misunderstood man in his territory. People used to think he was a mean, ugly fella and call him a dirty skunk and ornery pig stealer. But the folks that really knowed him know'd beneath them two dirty shirts he always wore, there beat a heart as big as all outdoors.
As big as all outdoors.
Jud Fry loved his fellow man.
He loved his fellow man.
He loved the birds of the forest and the beasts of the field. He loved the mice and the vermin in the barn. And he treated the rats like equals. Which was right. He loved all the little children. He loved everything and everybody in the world. Only he never let on. So nobody ever knowed it.
Poor Jod is dead. Poor Jod Fry is dead. His friends will weep and wail for miles around.
Miles around.
The daisies in the dell will give out a different smell, because poor Jod is underneath the ground.
Poor Jod is dead, a candle lights his head. He's laying in a coffin made of wood.
Wood.
And folks are feeling sad, 'cause they used to treat him bad. And now they know their friend has gone for good.
Good.
Poor Jod is dead. A candle lights his head. He's looking oh so pretty and so nice. He looks like he's asleep. It's a shame that he won't keep, but it's summer and we're running out of ice.